We're learning the laws of brachos. The Mechaber tells us in Siman Reish Dalid, Kol shehu ikar v'imo tfeila, mevarach al ikar upoter es tfeila. The very general rule, which we're going to build on for a few moments today, that if you have a food in which has in it different ingredients, some of it is the ikar, the main part, some of it is the smaller amount, the minority, so then you make a bracha on the ikar, on the main part of that food, and it exempts the tefillah. You do not make a second bracha on that which is less significant. He says that there are exceptions. For example, let's say that which is being added, its whole purpose is ladabik, is a binding agent. The purpose of you adding this ingredient is for it to produce a fragrant, a nice smell, or lispoa, so that it has a nice color to it. That certainly is considered to be insignificant. It is considered to be secondary, and therefore you will not make a bracha on that. However, if the purpose of you mixing this together is in order that it should, that ingredient, to give some type of taste, some better taste to this dish, then that's considered to be the main thing. Lefikach, therefore, mini devash, shimavshilin osam venosam hem chel chita. Let's say you have this honey, this sweet dish, and you add wheat into it, some flour, kedei ladabik, and the purpose of this flour is so that it should be this binding agent for this sugar, osmehem mini matika, so that when you eat this sweet candy, then you'll be able to eat it, won't fall apart, einam avarach bremim nazonos, mipnei shahadavash hu eikar. You do not make a bracha of mizonos, rather the bracha is shakol, because the main thing in this item is the devash, in this case, is the honey. On this the Ramah continues and says, V'nir it appears, im erav kedei loseis tam batruvos shuikar, that the only time we say that something in which gives taste is considered to be a main thing, that's dafka, it's only shish shama masho. So davar hanosin tam v'davar choshev. It has to be something of substance. With the exception of besamim, that you put in some spices, even though, of course, the purpose of spices is lenasinas tam, so that it should be able to give a delicious taste, then that situation, certainly everyone will hold that we will not make a bracha on this thing, because the betalin demiutun, it's so insignificant, l'cheinu hagin shul avarech al besamin shebehem. We do not make a bracha on the spices that are added into a dish. And the Mishnah Berurah then clarifies that this whole concept is only with regard to five things. What's that? So he quotes numerous achronim, and they all agree that this halach that we just learned, dafka b'chameshes mini dagan, is only referring to the five grains of wheat, barley, oats, rye, and spelt. Now I'm reading on that we say, the hecha d'bo litin tam, if the purpose of you adding the flour is in order to be able to enhance the taste of this food, afshu miut, even though it is, according to all of the ingredients, it is not the main ingredient, nonetheless, it's considered to be the ikar, and therefore you will be required to make a mizono. So even though you would look at a package and the main ingredient is not a grain, but if the purpose of that grain, if that was added in order to be able to enhance the taste, then you must make a mizonos on that food, even though it is not the main ingredient. However, he says, "Avol b'sharis minim azlin basaruba." When it comes to anything other than the mizonos grain, the grains, anything else, we go after the majority, and therefore, whatever the majority ingredient is, that is the bracha you would say. Of course, there are many, many exceptions to all these rules. But that's the general concept that the Mishnah Berurah has explaining the Shulchan Aruch says, that if you have grain in which the whole purpose of it is as a binding agent, then certainly the bracha would be a shahakol. However, if it's something which is to give forth a taste, then in fact the bracha will be mizono. So I want to be able to discuss two practical situations based on this halacha. The first is cholent. Cholent containing barley, it's brought down by Rabbi Yisrael Pinchas Bandner the following. He says, assuming that the cholent has beans, small pieces of potatoes and meat, the bracha, because there is barley in that cholent, of course on Shabbos, you already, if you wash, there's nothing to talk about. You already made hamotzi, but assuming you have your leftover cholent on a Sunday, so you would make a mezonos on that cholent because of the barley. Even though the barley is neither the majority ingredient nor the most preferred ingredient, nevertheless, it's considered to be the ikar component of the cholent since it is a mezonos grain. And therefore, the purpose of that barley is to enhance the taste. Just one quick thought about cholent, which is a little bit of a sidebar, that in the event that that cholent has larger potatoes, then that is considered to be a separate entity, and a bracha would be said on the potatoes as well. But of course, it's cholent in itself, there's much to discuss, especially that each way it's made could be very different, in which the halachos will change. But just to, that was one concept where we find that even though the barley is the not necessarily the main ingredient, mezonos is still made, and that would cover the rest of the cholent, assuming that all the other pieces are very small. Then just to share with you that which he continues, that which we saw already in the Shulchan Aruch, that when a mezonos ingredient is used solely in a non-significant way, it is not considered chashuv, and is not deemed the ikar. And he says, as we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, for example, if it's used, this mezonos, as merely as a binding or thickening agent, if it's used to give color or aroma, or it's used as a coating to prevent the food from sticking to the pan or to other pieces. And therefore, he uses the example of meatballs, that if you would use matzah meal or breadcrumbs into the meatballs, but the purpose of you putting that into the meatballs is not for the taste, but it's a binding agent, then the bracha, of course, on the meatballs does not become mezonos. Rather, the bracha is shahakol. The question, which we'll conclude with, is licorice. Now, licorice, there is one of the five grains in it, and therefore one would maybe think, as has been for many years, a lot of people under the impression that the proper bracha, as we saw, should be mezonos. Even though it's a minor, it's not the major first ingredient, for example, in Twizzlers. And therefore, you would maybe think, since it's one of the five grains, and obviously it's put into the Twizzlers for some purpose, so therefore you would think that the bracha is mezonos. And that's something which I was taught for many, many years, that that's in fact what it is. However, as it's brought down in the Sefer, in the way back, licorice, he paskins, he doesn't seem to even have anyone that disagrees with this, that the bracha, in fact, for licorice would be a shakol, and he says as follows. The reason for this is, although licorice candy contains flour, the flour, and then he puts in parentheses, according to a number of leading licorice manufacturers, is used as a thickener and binder, therefore the proper bracha is shahakol. And in fact, if you wish to disagree with this, you can look it up, and in fact know the way that licorice is made is in the following way. That in the starch molding process, this is one of the two ways it's made, it's in a tray with long rows of molds. It's filled with cornstarch to keep the licorice from sticking. Then they add hot syrup containing licorice. It's poured into the molds and cooled. And it discusses the process of how long it should cook and then how much it should cool. And therefore, based on the halacha we said, that even though in fact, as we established, that if you would have mezonos, but it only would be a mezonos in the event that it's something which adds taste. But in the case of Twizzlers, it's not something which adds the taste, since its purpose is as a thickener and a binder. Therefore, the correct bracha, in fact, is shahakol.